relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Free markets, economic freedom, and free trade have been enabled. HUD has enabled hundreds of millions of people around the world to escape poverty. And they've enabled countless others to enjoy levels of prosperity never before seen in human history. The growth in economic freedom worldwide has been a powerful force for world peace. As President Ronald Reagan said, the winds and waters of commerce carry opportunities that help nations grow and bring citizens of the world closer together. Put simply, increased trade spells more jobs, higher earnings, better products, less inflation, and cooperation over confrontation. The freer the flow of world trade, the stronger the tides of economic progress and peace among nations.
That was the inestimable, the superb Kay Coles James, president of the Heritage Foundation this morning, the mothership of the conservative movement, just before she introduced Vice President Pence. I was honored to be there with my wife in the audience. And we have on the line none other than the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump. Eric, isn't the choice really that simple, that we have prosperity, we have growth, we have security on one side, represented by your father's agenda, keep America great. And on the left, it's socialism, loss of liberty, and a downward spiral. Could it be more stark, Eric?
No, listen, it can't be more simple than that. And in fact, you know, the problem, Sebastian, is we've seen this movie before, and this movie hasn't played out well. I mean, how many different societies do we need to talk about around the world over the last, call it, 100 years that have tried socialism and it hasn't worked? And people are very quick to always point out Venezuela. But, I mean, go back 30 years in Venezuela. Venezuela is one of the hot countries, you know, of kind of, you know, of that part of the world. And guess where it is now? I mean, people can't afford to eat. The average person in that country has lost 20-something pounds. Yes. I mean, it's crazy, right? Then look at – I'll give you another example. Look at Colombia. Look at Colombia where it was, call it, you know, 20 years ago, and look at Colombia where it is today. And it's all that you need to know. I mean, it's all that you need to know. Socialism does not work. Socialism's never worked. Capitalism has worked. And I don't know why we would take a system that's made America the greatest country in the world, hands down, bar none, for the last, you know, very long period of time, and mess with a system that everybody around the world, universally, everybody admires and respects. I mean, we have the greatest country in the world. Why would we change the fundamental fabric of what's made us so great and go down the rabbit hole, which has destroyed so many countries before. And it doesn't make sense. And it's why we as a family fight every single day, you know, for the beliefs and principles that have made our country what it is and that we love.
And you do fight every single day along with your wife, Lara. Congratulations on the new addition to Team Trump, by the way. I'm curious. I was on C-SPAN for an hour on Sunday, and I got several calls, Eric, from people who had been lifelong Democrats who said, I decided to vote for your father, for Donald Trump in 2016, and I'm more in the tank now than I have ever been. You are traveling the country all the time, spreading the good news, traveling with Lara. What are you seeing? Are you seeing, because my conviction, okay, I'm biased. I worked for your father in the White House. I worked, advised him before he became president. Are you seeing the silent majority of 2016 getting even bigger? What is the feedback you're getting, Eric Trump?
You know, everywhere I go, ask people, I go, were we stronger in 2016? Are we stronger today? I'm just interested. I have my own opinion, but I was just interested in hearing what people say. And everywhere I go, people say, you're 100% stronger now than you were even in 2016 when you won. And, you know, people are sick and tired of the nonsense. They're sick and tired of the fake investigations. They're sick and tired of, you know, these crazy radical plans. You know, let's give all illegal immigrants, you know, free health care, but let's not rebuild our schools, which are falling apart. Let's, you know, spend, you know, $30 trillion on the Green New Deal, which would bankrupt our country in a heartbeat, but not let's not invest in inner city Baltimore, which,
right.
You know, the Democrats over a long period of time have totally, you know, destroyed and not focused on and taken the vote for granted, right? Let's, you know, I mean, proposal after proposal, it's just insane. I mean, literally, you watch some of these debates. You watched a debate the other day, and it's insane, some of these proposals that, you know, whereas, what's my father doing? Let's build the greatest military this country has ever seen. Let's have the greatest economy this country has ever seen. Let's make sure we're not being ripped off by China and Mexico and all these other countries. Let's have great trade deals. Let's fight for our country. Let's be patriotic Americans. Let's bring businesses back to the United States. Let's fill up our factories again. Let's not have economic policies or policies just in general that are anti-business and send, you know, our companies 2 feet over a border somewhere else, which deprives us of jobs and so many other things. And Sebastian, look what we're getting because of it. Wages are rising at one of the fastest rates they've ever risen at before. You have the lowest unemployment we've ever had. You have more minorities working today than ever before in history. You have 6 million people in this country off of food stamps, meaning they're not dependent on government assistance. I mean, you have a military that's ready to fight again. You've got beautiful fighter planes, the F-35s, and, you know, all these incredible new ships and aircraft carriers and other things to defend our way of life for literally decades and decades and decades. And, you know, again, we're not being ripped off by so many people. Our intellectual property isn't being stolen, meaning, you know, I mean, he's just doing unbelievable things for this nation. And these guys are, you know, focused on the opposite side and, you know, banning plastic straws. It's not a message that's going to work
right
in our country, and it's not one that Americans are into. And it's Sebastian, we're going to win this thing again. And, you know, my father's done a great job, and you watch. Americans are very, very smart, and they can read through nonsense. And and that's what's you know, what the people on the left are peddling every single day. You know, nonsense and policies that have proven not to work.
Look, you are a fighter. You're there. Your father, your brother, your wife. You are fighting every day. You're in there. You're wrestling in the mud with these people who want to bring socialism to America. The average American keeps their head down, wants to pay the car payment at the end of the month, make sure they've got enough for their kids, go to school, the textbooks, and everything else. What is your message, Eric, to those people who don't see themselves as political? Maybe they're not even that interested in voting. What are the stakes in 415 days? How do you speak to somebody who doesn't live in our world of politics?
No, listen, I'm probably a guy who before this whole thing wasn't all that interested in politics, and I had to get interested in it very quickly because we were out there and, you know, we were fighting as a family, but it wasn't my world either. I mean, I had beliefs, but I cared about my own individual life probably more than I did, you know, focused on, you know, massive political debate and discord and, you know, some of the incompetence that you see in Washington, D.C., et cetera. And, you know, maybe I still even feel that way, but, you know, it matters. It matters especially now. You know, the difference between the two sides are so stark. I mean, on one side, again, you know, you've got AOC, you have the Squad, you know, you have religious liberty being attacked. You have proposals where people can no longer fly on a plane, they can no longer, you know, drive their, you know, their car or truck, they can no longer eat meat. You know, there are no straws, there are no this, there are no, right? And by the way, they're doing all of that while, you know, China's literally bringing, you know, truckloads of chemicals up to rivers and dumping them in the rivers, right? So, you know, for everything that we do over here, it's totally negated by another country and many other countries who, you know, aren't doing many smart things that they should be doing. And, you know, it's nuts. And all while those policies are destroying our economy, they're destroying jobs, you know, they're, you know, quite frankly, bankrupting America. Most of their policies were bankrupting America. And, you know, look at so many of the cities that have been democratic for so long. And look at how they're doing relative to other places in the country that have not been democratic. And it tells the entire story. It tells you everything that, quite frankly, you need to know. And, you know, you have to fight for this country. We have to fight for the fabric of what this country is, who we are as Americans. We have to be number one in absolutely everything we do. We need to have a fighter in the White House.
We are talking to Eric Trump. Can you hang with us for one more segment, Eric?
Please.
All right, stand by. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Eric in a moment. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who make the hot and fast Solaire infrared grills. Football season is here, and it's time for you to gear up for tailgating. Solaire tailgate infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. A Solaire infrared grill will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. And the fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team. They also cool down fast, so you won't miss a minute of the game. The American Solaire Anywhere, Everywhere, and All About infrared grills are portable and perfect for grilling on the go. From picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. Grill better tailgate food with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills, the Solaire's demo rental program, at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's C-U-R-A-L-I-N.co. Type in radio in the promo box for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. That's curalin.co.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The left tries to threaten, bully, intimidate Americans into submission. They use Democrat prosecutors and phony congressional committees whenever they can. They'll do whatever they can to demean you, to libel you. They try to blacklist, coerce, cancel, or destroy anyone who gets in their way. Look at what they're doing today to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at what they're doing. Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats? They're calling for his resignation. They're calling for his impeachment. The woman said, I don't remember that. Table it. And they still want him to be impeached. And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation. I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story.
That was the president, his latest rally in New Mexico, talking about the bullies in the press. The call board is full. We will get to your calls, but we have his son, Eric Trump, the executive vice president of the Trump Organization. Follow him on Twitter. He's only got 2.7 million followers. He's at Eric Trump. Eric, it's your father's absolutely right. These people are bullies. They want to intimidate anyone who works for the president or who wants to work for the president. But they're not just bullies, are they? They're sneaks. You published, and I commend you, publishing this disgusting email from David Farenthold of the Washington Post, where they're trying to get your employees to be spies and to give him encrypted information about things going on at your organization. Is that the job of the media, Eric Trump?
Listen, it's disgusting. I mean, just to start with Kavanaugh for a second, you would think after the blunder the first time, meaning during the actual hearings and everything the guy went through, you would think that they would be a little bit more discerning. And, you know, I mean, as awful as that was, and it was horrible, and that should never happen to anybody, you know, they got it wrong again. They doubled down on something that was even less credible than probably, you know, what they tried to do the first time. I mean, the person came out and said, I don't even remember this. I mean, they published a story and the quote-unquote accuser didn't even remember it happening. I mean, this – and this is the New York Times. I mean, this is the New York Times. You know, I don't think much of a lot of journalists because I think they have their own agendas and they're not credible. And I think it's why you have such distrust for the media in our country. But – after the debacle of the first time, to run with a story that was even less credible the second time, I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's truly embarrassing for the New York Times. I mean, it is. And you look at the media in general, and you know they're not the media; they're advocates in so many cases. I mean, I can't tell you what we deal with every single day. I mean, there are people every single day that wake up with one goal in mind, and that's to get Trump. I mean, to get us in some way, shape, or form, or people who are close to us to try and embarrass us, to try and humiliate us, and they will just write the most nonsense stories and publications. They'll leave out facts. No matter how many times you tell them what the facts is, no matter if they know the facts true or not, they'll leave out those facts because it's not convenient to their narrative. And it's gross, Sebastian. It's gross. But I think America sees through it now for the first time. And I actually think my father's done a great kind of favor to society in exposing that corruption, which has existed for a long time. Maybe not to this extent, but that has existed for a very long time.
Yeah, the first person to really call them out, and that's why he's right when he says the fake news are the enemy of the people. I have to ask, your brave move when you published this disgusting email from the Washington Post from David Farenthold, what was the consequence of that? Do you now have employees who feel in a state of siege, that they, you know, they're journalists who are waiting for that little tidbit, that little, you know, somebody's got an axe to grind. You can get in touch. He says in his email, this is how you get in touch with me through encrypted channels. These are subversive elements who want to sabotage successful American businesses because they have the name Trump on them.
Sure. No, but I mean, it's insane. Which, by the way, giving away, you know, proprietary things, giving away, you know, confidential things, is illegal in its own right. So, I mean, in effect, they're almost, you know, asking them in certain ways to
break the law,
contracts that they have, and yep. To break the law. The really good thing about us, Sebastian, is the people in our company absolutely love our company. They've been with us forever, and we have an amazing company, and we have amazing people, and these people come to work every day, and they love what they do, and they love us, and we love them, and they're family to us, and we're family to them. And you know what? That bond is a lot closer than you know, they have over at the Washington Post or just about anywhere else. We have an amazing company with amazing people, and people realize that there's a lot of scumbags in the media. I mean, they, you know, I hate to use that word, but they realize that there's a lot of really bad people out there, and you know, they see them for what they are, and we're very fortunate that we've grown that culture in our company, and you know, I'm not worried in the least.
I had a Washington Post journalist, I told Molly Hemingway earlier today on the show, I had a Washington Post journalist come up to me at the Heritage Foundation today, Eric, who said, this was when the vice president was just about to arrive, I'd like to get some quotes from you, Mr. Gawker. I said, for the Washington Post, never. And he was shocked, but that's what happens when you behave like the scumbags that they are. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Eric, what is your message to those who feel a little intimidated when they see the lies of the New York Times with regards to Kavanaugh, the distortions of every good thing this administration is doing? What do you say to those who feel a little cowed, who want to support the president, but who are worried? What is your personal, you know, clarion call?
Go out and vote, and you know, and on election day, watch their expression on TV, because it's going to be something that's going to be for the ages. I enjoyed it in 2016. I'm even going to enjoy it more in 2020. The media does not understand the sentiment of this country. Americans are not good at being bullied. It's backfiring on them every single day. They look callous. They look mean. They are smug. They think they understand the sentiment of our country, and they don't. And they're going to get it wrong. They're going to get it wrong again. You have a man there who sacrificed his entire life, was probably the one person in the world who did not need to be president, who lives a much worse life today than he did before, to save our country. And he has, and he's done everything and more than he said he was going to do. And our country's back, and I'm proud of him. And as a family, Sebastian, you know this, we're going to fight like hell. We're going to fight like hell for this country, and we're going to win this thing again. Get out there and vote, and we'll do our part, and let's win. And I guess at the end of the day, we're going to keep America great. We're going to make America great, and we're going to continue this movement, because we're really restoring the you know, the bedrock of our nation.
What a fabulous message, and such a true one. Those who bully Americans never farewell. We've been talking to Eric Trump of the Trump Organization. Follow him at Eric Trump, and do as he says. Do not be afraid. I'm Sebastian Gawker. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you enjoyed that interview, check out the exclusive interviews and content at our brand new service, Gawker's Cabinet. Go to sebgawker.com, sebgawrka.com. Click on the exclusive Gawker's Cabinet tab, and you will get our subscription service. This show, without commercials, exclusive takes behind the news, and also content interviews that only you as a member of Gawker's Cabinet can access. Go to sebgawker.com, click on the eagle, the Gawker's Cabinet eagle, and join my cabinet today. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The call board is full. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-33-GAWKER. That is 833-334-6752. If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget, subscribe, hit that little like button and the bell. Hit it twice so that you get notifications. Make sure it's filled in, because that's how sneaky they are on YouTube. Back with your calls next.
Yeah. If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Yes, the call board is full. We just have to choose who we're going to start with. Let's go to line four. Maui! Stuart in Maui. Welcome to America First.
Aloha, Dr. Gorka.
Aloha!
We cut to the chase. My candidate today for replacing the term journalist is a double entendre.
Okay, we love the old double entendres.
Thank you. Merci bien.
Ça fait rien.
It is Freedom Writer.
Freedom Writer. Oh, I like that. That's neat. That is a double entendre. Freedom Writer.
Writer.
That's rather elegant. With a W or with just a R-I-G-H-T-E?
Bingo.
Bingo.
Got it, of course.
I like it. I like it. Fabulous.
We'll see how we do.
Freedom Writer. And anything else you'd like to share? Any other wisdom? Any pearls you'd like to share with us, Stuart?
Oh, so many pearls. I don't want to take up too much time here, but I very much appreciate everything you're doing, and you're right on track. And what can I say? Many kudos.
I appreciate it. Spread the word in Maui and tell your friends to check out Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. Let's go to line five. John in South Carolina, welcome aboard.
Dr. Gorka, how are you today?
I'm very well. I'm very well.
I am a former newspaper reporter, and the
Are you a recovered newspaper reporter?
There is no recovery from having been
Ouch.
In that arena.
What do you do today?
I'm on disability right now,
uh-huh.
and looking to get off of it. But I do some freelance writing and photography on the side. And
were you injured by the fake news? Did some fake news fall on you?
Actually, I was, and I am so disturbed by what has happened to the New York Times that I actually probably have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm only halfway joking about that. The New York Times used to be just the paragon of journalism.
It was the standard.
It really was, and I came up through the period when Woodward and Bernstein were essentially revered. And one of the questions I have to ask and would like to ask now of prominent journalists, if Woodward and Bernstein had been reporters, Barack Obama had been president instead of Richard Nixon,
yes.
Would Watergate have ever happened?
No.
Would we ever know who Woodward and Bernstein are?
John, think about this.
Yes.
Think about this. Would we know anything about the unmaskings, FISA-gate, McCabe, Comey, Brennan, Azra Turk, Stephen Halper, Mifsud? Would we know any of that if Hillary had won?
Absolutely nothing. But here's the reason I called, and this is how I got on the board. I'm 6 days late with this, but you're the one, and we should have been able to get this to Eric Trump to get it in his dad's ear.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see September 11th declared a federal national holiday.
You're the second person. We had a caller last week who said exactly that it should be a federal holiday so that we remember what happened. And my response was, making it a holiday doesn't make us remember, but I think it would be a start.
But that's for certain. But here's the thing. In the debate over the process, we could remember what was done on Flight 93.
Yes.
And those are my great heroes. In
Absolutely.
They really are. There's, you know, the firefighters and the first responders were fabulous, and they were truly heroic. But what made the people on Flight 93 so exceptional was their complete ordinariness. They were just ordinary Americans who rose to the historic challenge of the moment.
I have
what they did.
I have my first book in front of me, and I felt exactly the same way because these were.
Send me a copy.
Sneaky. See that? He's quick. That John Chappie. You can tell he's a former reporter.
And conniving. Hey, I was.
Now I get to talk. Now I get to talk, John. Come on.
I shall be quiet. The second
line in my book, in the flyleaf, is for the passengers of Flight 93 who fought and died to save total strangers. That's who they are. It was America in a nutshell. They knew that thousands had been killed, and they weren't going to allow those terrorists on their plane to kill any more innocent people, and they took the fate of the nation into their hands. And they made sure that those terrorists would fail. John, stay on the line, you sneaky ex-journalist, you. I've got it in my hand, my first book, Defeating Jihad. We're going to sign it in the break, and it will be wending its way to you in South Carolina. If you haven't got it, it just came out in paperback. That's my first book, and my newest book is up on Amazon right now. You can order it, War for America's Soul. If you want it signed, go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. Join my cabinet today, Gorka's Cabinet, our exclusive subscription service. You get access to this show, no commercial breaks, additional content, special interviews, my takes of the real story behind the news, and a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. This is America First, back with you after these messages. But first, we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, pain relief that works, pain relief that has solved for me my lower back pain issue. It was excruciating for nigh on a decade, 8-9 years. I took the Relief Factor Quick Starter Pack for just 2 weeks, and it was gone. And it has yet to come back, because every morning, every evening, I take those four little capsules, and it does what it is advertised to do. If you have daily aches or pains, the three-week Quick Starter Pack is just $19.95. It is endorsed by my fellow colleagues here, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, because it's real, it works. Less than a dollar a day. Don't you owe that to yourself? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls and a special guest here on America First.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving it so much, and I'm so happy that I'm just a member of that, because I just pop the pills and forget about everything else. I really am enjoying them, and I'm so glad that I've never met Dr. Howard, and it's fine. But I just tell him that I'm just loving it, and I couldn't agree more with him. It is working spectacularly for me. Couldn't be better, and I couldn't be more pleased.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
More journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. Don't forget, 2020, more important than 2016. All of our liberties are on the table. Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and perhaps most important of all, your health. If you're over the age of 50, if you've been paying into Medicare, guess what the Democrats want to do? They want to nationalize your Medicare account. They want to fritter it away on people, sometimes people who are here illegally, who haven't paid a penny into that account. Don't let them. There's an organization, membership is $16 a year, that will fight for you. It is AMAC. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaForAMAC.com, and join the good guys today. They share your values, and they will not allow your health care to be taken away from you. Call 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824, GorkaForAMAC.com. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. I promised you special guests today. We've had Molly Hemingway. We've had Eric Trump. And now I'm very excited. The acting commissioner of the United States Custom and Border Protection Agency is with us. Commissioner Morgan, are you there?
I sure am.
Thanks for joining us. I have to start by saying the correct address for a person with your pedigree, hoorah!
I appreciate that. You got that well.
All right, Semper Fi, my friend. Where are you? You're somewhere. You're doing your job. Are you down at the border today, Acting Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, sir. I'm here in Laredo.
And do you have special announcements to make? I understand there's a package, an immigration reform package that we can expect from the White House. Is that an imminent piece of information?
You know, we're still working on that. But right now, what we're doing down here in Laredo is we opened up a new immigration hearing facility here in Laredo. And it's one of a couple that we just opened in Laredo and Brownsville. And this is to support the Migrant Protection Protocol docket, where we are having folks that are trying to claim asylum are waiting in Mexico as they go through the asylum process here in the United States. And Sebastian, it's a game changer, because what we've done here is through a whole of government approach, both the asylum judges and USCIS asylum officers and ICE and Customs and Border Protection, all these resources have coalesced into one entity here at these Migrant Protection Protocol hearing facilities to expedite the process. And what that does is it allows people to wait in Mexico, that they're not being detained, but because of this whole government approach on our side, we're actually expediting the process as if it was the detained docket, and we're getting these individuals through this process so much quicker. And to date,
that's a
46,000. Yep.
Go ahead. Give us the figures.
I was just going to say, sorry. I know it's going a lot. 46,000 individuals, Sebastian, are waiting in Mexico rather than in our holding facilities or being released in the United States. And this is because of this president and this administration's network of new rules and initiatives. That's why this is happening.
So you, the president, your team, DHS, CBP, you are getting things done. We're even seeing collaboration, cooperation from the Mexicans. That's huge news. I have to ask you a question, though, Commissioner. The wall. We hear this all the time on Capitol Hill from those who want to keep it a porous border. We don't need the wall. We have technology. This is America. There are other fixes. Can you explain? This is a national show, coast to coast, from Los Angeles to New York. Almost 2 million listeners, plus YouTube. Why is the wall important, Mark Morgan? And how is it coming along?
So, Sebastian, thanks for asking the question and framing it the way you did, which is spot on correct. And let me correct another false narrative. One being that this wall is the president's vanity wall, and that it's not effective. That couldn't be farther from the truth. And every one of those 2 million listeners need to understand that this is not the president's vanity wall. This president, what he's done in this administration, they're actually listening to the experts, the men and women who risk their lives on the front lines of the border protecting this country. And those experts have said, Mr. President, we need this wall. It works. And what those same experts will tell you, Sebastian, is the wall, as part of a multi-layer strategy of infrastructure, technology, and personnel, when you apply those three things together congruently in the right numbers, it absolutely works. History shows it. It proves it. The numbers go down. And right now, we're not just building a new wall. We're actually building a better wall. It's a wall system. It has integrated lighting, integrated technology, and access roads. And right now, we have built over 65 miles of new wall and strategic locations. And by the end of 2020, we will have completed almost 450 miles of new wall. That's a fact. it works.
That's fabulous news. Thank you, Commissioner. Last thing I have to ask in the minute we have left with you, and we're talking to Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan, former Marine, former FBI, all-around good egg. Commissioner, how does it affect the job of the guys and gals in uniform, CBP, ICE, DHS, when you have people on Capitol Hill who say that you are running concentration camps? How wrong is that, and what does that do for your colleagues?
So, Sebastian, again, thank you for that question. It's demoralizing. And that rhetoric, it's irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's a lie. It's absolutely false. These men and women, they have conducted 4,000 rescues this year, as just an example.
Rescuing people who are coming across the border illegally. 4,000 rescues.
Illegally. They don't care whether they're coming across illegal or what their nationality is. They just see another human being in distress, and they're risking their lives to save them. The children that are coming across, the men and women of CBP are treating these children as if they were own. Look, they don't care. I can ask these men and women to work hard, work in adverse conditions, do more with less. But what demoralizes them, and when our elected leaders says that irresponsible rhetoric that's out there, instead of Congress doing their job to fix the laws, they go after the men and women that are enforcing the laws that they enacted. It's disgusting, Sebastian, and it's got to stop.
Well, Commissioner Morgan, can I ask you on behalf of my listeners, all people who love this nation, you're down at the border, will you say, if you can, a word of thanks to all of your colleagues who are protecting us every day? And when you're back in the swamp, we're out of time, but I'd love to have you here in the studio on America First.
Sebastian, I will. You know what? I'm getting ready to talk to the troops right now, and I'll tell them that. And thank you very much. That means a lot.
God bless you. Semper Fi. Follow him on Twitter, CBP Mark Morgan, the Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, CBP Mark Morgan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We need to be at the top of our game. 415 days to go. How do you do that? Do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible, incredible product. It's natural. It is the way to get the healthy fruits and vegetables you need. Listen to my colleague, New York radio host Joe Piscopo, on what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
That is the truth. That's why I take it every day. Experience it for yourself. Receive 25% off your preferred purchase of Balance of Nature as a new customer. Receive a free set of convenient travel bottles with an extra week's supply if you order now. The shipping is free. The number is 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751. balanceofnature.com. But in either case, be sure you use a special code for that super, super deal. G-O-R-K-A. Back with none other than Ken Cuccinelli here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious. What is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
I got my Mike Lindell body pillow. It's massive. It's huge. And when your wife's away, you got something to cuddle up to. Get your body pillow. It's, what is it, like 40% off if you use my name? The biggest discount ever. Go to mypillow.com. Call 800-829-8468 for the biggest offers, free shipping, lifetime warranty, but you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A, mypillow.com, or 1-800-829-8468. Let's go back to your call. Wasn't that great? Mark Morgan, former Marine, FBI, tells it as it is. When you are calling those who protect this nation, people who run concentration camps, it's despicable. Did you hear that, AOC? You are despicable. Back to your calls. Line one, Fred in Cleveland. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
How
are you?
Good.
I would like to ask your question on your confidence in William Barr.
Yes.
I think that everybody seems to be praising him and saying he's going to do the right thing. But in my mind, he has already given Mueller how many opportunities to correct himself during the Russia investigation, and why is Ray still the head of the FBI? Why not put a Rudy Giuliani in there or somebody that we know?
Why don't you trust this man? What evidence do you have that William Barr is not to be trusted, Fred? I mean, think about one metric. When the Democrats come after you and want to impeach you, when they say that you're a liar and you're a lackey for the president, doesn't that tell you something about who they're really worried about, Fred?
Yes, it does completely. But there are a couple of specific things. Well, when Mueller was testifying in front of Congress, Barr gave him an opportunity to correct himself a day later. I'm not 100% on the specifics.
No. What do you mean Barr gave him an opportunity? What does that mean?
Do you remember?
I know exactly what happened. Why do you involve Barr in that?
Well, Barr let him.
No. What does that mean, himself? Barr let him? What does that mean?
I'm not quite sure. But
well, then don't say it if you don't know what it means. Mueller made an egregious mistake, which he was caught in, whether it was a lie or he misspoke, we don't know, and he corrected himself after lunch. What has that got to do with the Attorney General?
I think we're talking about two different things. What about when Mueller said that his decision didn't rely on the FBI's.
Okay, Fred, we're up against the heartbreak. Let me do this. Why don't we've got 415 days to the election. Fred, I want you to call me back. At least you can call back whenever you want. Call me back in 414 days, and we'll see who was right about Attorney General William Barr. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Ken Cuccinelli, Boris Epstein in the next hour. Don't touch that dial.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits.
Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.